you've got to shout is, let me off up now. If it's rhythm that you feel, then it's nothing to conceal. All you've got to spill is, let me off up now. Rib joints, juke joints, hip joints. Where could a fella go to top it? If you want to pitch a ball and you can't afford a hall, all you've got to call is, let me off uptown.
Anita, oh Anita, say, I feel something.
What you feel, Roy? The heat?
No, it must be that uptown rhythm. I feel like blowing.
Well, blow, Roy, blow.
That's a pretty significant song in the musical history books and in the popular jazz music history. From 1941, Gene Krupa's orchestra with Roy Eldridge and Anita O'Day on vocals, Let Me Off Uptown. Gene Krupa, a very revered jazz drummer, bandleader, and composer, and he really revolutionized the drummer's role in popular music in general. So that's our 1940s selection. As we do, one song per decade, one decade at a time for over 100 years of music, and all styles and genres are welcome. You're listening to Cruisin' the Decades online at cruisinthedecades.com. And now, all over the world, 43 different radio stations broadcast this program and our celebration of the radio airwaves and record collecting and the power of music. Cruisin' the Decades is heard on CKLB Radio, the voice of Denendeh, across Canada's Northwest Territories, way far north in Canada. And on the other side of the climate spectrum, Cruisin' the Decades is heard on Blue Wave Radio, 101.1 FM in Roatan, Bay Islands, Honduras. So you can enjoy this program, warm weather or 25 below zero. It doesn't matter. It's all about music. Cruisin' the Decades is also heard on Indiana Public Radio, the network of WBST-FM and affiliated stations from Ball State University in Muncie, Indiana. Little known fact, they transmit from the Ball State campus in the David Letterman Communication and Media Building. So a number of interesting and great radio stations all carry the mission of music discovery, past, present, and future on Cruisin' the Decades. As we go into the 1950s, this is a Gershwin tune written by George and Ira Gershwin in the 1930s. Doris Day does this rendition of Nice Work If You Can Get It, 1957. On Cruisin' the Decades.
The man who only lives for making money lives a life that isn't necessarily sunny. Likewise, the man who works for fame, there's no guarantee that time won't erase his name. The fact is, the only work that really brings enjoyment is the kind that is for girl and boy meant. Fall in love, you won't regret it.
That's the best work of all if you can get it. Holding hands at midnight, 'neath the starry sky. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one boy, sighing sigh after sigh. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door.
Thank you. WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
WRCT, Pittsburgh. WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
WRCT, Pittsburgh. Thank you. WRCT, Pittsburgh. WRCT, Pittsburgh. Thank you. WRCT, Pittsburgh. WRCT, Pittsburgh. WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
WRCT, Pittsburgh. WRCT Pittsburgh.
This is WRCT Pittsburgh.
They offered me, the office offered me the shop. Said I better take everything they got. Do you want to make tea at the BBC? Do you want to be, do you really want to be a cop? Career opportunities, the ones that never knock. Every job they offer used to keep you at the dock. Career opportunities are ones that never knock.
Whew.
I hate all of my school's rules. They just think that I'm another fool. Career opportunities are ones that never knock. Every job they offer used to keep you at the dock. Career opportunities are ones that never knock.
Oi! Oi.
Bus driver. Ambulance man. Ticket inspector. Career opportunities are ones that never knock. Every job they offer used to keep you at the dock. Career opportunities are ones that never knock. Careers. Careers. Career opportunities are ones that never knock.
Oh no.
Hello and welcome to Breakfast for Dinner. This is DJ Chris Wired. You just heard The Clash with Career Opportunities. And who better to help us celebrate Labor Day than The Clash, heroes for the common man.
From the University of Texas at Austin, KUT Radio, this is In Black America.
I'd written an op-ed in the Houston Chronicle, and one of the readers saw my article, read it, and asked if I would go to the prison system and evaluate his Skills for Life program, which is similar to Toastmasters program, and give him feedback and seeing how the inmates would be able to improve their communication skills to transition from the prison system back into society. And I agreed to go and evaluate his program because I was in American Leadership Forum, and one of my assignments was to put myself in the place of another person.
Tammy Lane Campbell, founder and executive director of Honey Brown Hope Foundation. Founded in 1991, the Honey Brown Hope Foundation is a nationally recognized award-winning 501c3 nonprofit that plants seeds of hope from the schoolhouse to the courthouse and jailhouse. Campbell is a revered activist who has made the leap from rural Mississippi to become a nationally recognized civil rights leader. The foundation offers programming, resources, and support that align its causes, civil rights, diversity appreciation, and environmental stewardship. Little did Campbell know when she accepted that invitation to evaluate the educational program in the Texas prison system, she would meet Jarius Elam, a man convicted of aggravated robbery in 1984 after he was arrested for an altered credit card and driver's license that a co-worker tried to use at a juice store. I'm Johnny O. Hanson, Jr., and welcome to another edition of In Black America. On this week's program, the case of Darius Elam with Tammy Lane Campbell in Black America.
Darius, in 1983, was a black college student at Texas Southern University, a member of Alpha Phi Alpha fraternity, a young man, married and committed, father of four. But despite having no criminal record and no evidence linking him to the crime, he was convicted of aggravated robbery of a white man who was found dead with a gunshot wound to his head on the campus of Rice University in 1983. So, with that being said, this is an egregious case where Darius has been denied justice for over 40 years.
In 1979, Darius Elam left Chicago for Houston to attend Texas Southern University on a track scholarship. For 40 years now, he has languished in a Texas prison for a conviction many believe are based on lies and a bogus piece of evidence that has since been destroyed. In 1984, Elam was convicted of aggravated robbery after he was arrested for an altered credit card and driver's license that a co-worker tried to use at a shoe store. The credit card had been stolen from a man who had been found dead. With no DNA evidence and a false confession from a jail informant, he was locked up for a crime suspect at best. Born and raised in Chicago, Elam was the fifth of 11 siblings. He graduated high school in 1978. And earned a full scholarship to Texas Southern University, a historically black college and university. In January 2005, Campbell wrote an op-ed piece for the Houston Chronicle newspaper. That piece led her to meet Darius Elam. In Black America spoke with Tammy Lane Campbell.